The conference will now begin.
Oh, it was the same lady. All right, Deb, here we go. we're gonna move today. I want to finish the page 148 of Oskes. Well, I will not be here tomorrow and Thursday. Here we go. Page 146. The Nothing is telling us about the importance, the absolute importance that should not be. You should never be convinced otherwise, that it is imperative, and every other word you can think of important, that we need to look for a tzaddik, we need to daven for a tzaddik in our lives, because ultimately, all of our own lives, personal lives, is totally in the tzaddik, because he's going to teach us a tzaddik alakus. And it could be that you could find a tzaddik in a sefer, and you could find a tzaddik, you know, on some shiurim or something, and that is true, although it is definitely better to have a living tzaddik if you can find one. Here we go, page 146 on the bottom. Vizehu, we started with this pasuk yesterday. Vizehu ma'at shenos ma'atnumos, a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber. Adash ratiska shavu k'mahalach reshecha. You have to continue to lessen your sleep, to increase your search for the mahalach reshecha, which is talking about the tzaddik. Why is he called the mahalach reshecha? What does it even mean? So Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh. And Rashi tells us, the Peish Rashi, Devarim Sha'ata Rosh, the great Shecha comes from Rosh. Rosh means to be poor. Mehem, Umachsorecha Yismali. From that which you are poor and you have gaping holes and you're lacking, he will fill you up. Hainu, says Rabbi Nassim, of course you understand. Can you hear me, Ellie? No? Still? I don't know what's going on over here. It's not good, really?
It's low.
It's low. Do you have any idea how to microphone? I'll look at the audio
setting. There's interference. There's interference. That's what it is. A lot of interference.
Oh.
Go to where it says mute and put that up arrow?
Yeah, I did. So I'm in the microphone. The volume is the highest.
It's just the fear, it makes it sound like garbled a little bit. Not terrible.
We
can hear you.
It
sounds clear, but okay.
Okay, so I guess I'll speak slow or something. I don't know.
No, you don't have to. All right, the tzaddik will take care of it. Just keep talking.
I agree with Jay.
Okay. So therefore, we'll continue. That which a person is poor from, that which is lacking, we understand that the tzaddik is going to be able to help fill.
You're back in. You're back in perfect there.
Oh.
Whatever it is, cleared up.
I'm not moving. I'm not breathing. Okay. Whatever you're lacking, whether it's in gashmis or ruchnis, hakol yovel lecha meheiro k'mahalich ukishmogin. All of it's going to come very quickly, like someone who moves very fast, or they translate here as a strider. I don't even know exactly what that means. Somebody moves fast, and like that protector. I mean, the tzaddik works very quickly. He works bezrizus to help out those who try to attach themselves to him. He works as a protector to protect one spiritually, even in physicality. The tzaddik wants to help you in any way possible. To the madrega, the mile of the tzaddik that you're zocha to find, depending on how hard you search, that's how big of a tzaddik you will find. So too, you will get to fill up everything that's lacking in your life. Because we have to understand what's lacking. The ultimate lack in a person's life is the same by everybody. Understand and to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a deep way. And if you don't have that, there's going to be a lot of outgrowths, a lot of chesronos like branches that are going to come out and affect you in a different way. Whether some people could be health, some people could be monetary, some people could be in family issues. There's going to be something that's going to come out. Hasagas Elokus, if a person could recognize a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Enon Movado, Akol Yachol, in the deepest way, then you have nothing lacking. There's nothing lacking by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzaddik is trying to help us get there. So he's the Tikkun Kloli. The Tzaddik is the Tikkun Kloli. So he says, Kimo can you, the Hainu Adivar Shata Rashman, whatever you're lacking, whatever you're poor of, you're going to get filled up. He called the Chesronos in this Malamad Tzaddik because all Chesronos, all lackings, can be filled up by the Tzaddik. Because he draws down and he allows into your life all the Shefa Gashmi, all the Shefa Ruchni. How? Because anybody he encounters, anybody who wants to find the Tzaddik is going to help him perceive God more in his life. Work on his Amunah, work on his Bitachon, his Yiras Hashem, his Dveikus Hashem. And in that place, there's no lacking. When you get filled up in that way, there's no more lacking in your life. Because be'emes, 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 being filled up or lacking in, let's just say, for example, money, is not dependent on your bank account. It's dependent on your connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you'll be talking that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can take care of you forever, so then what does it matter if you have $0 in your bank account? Says the Chavos Levavos. Chavos Levavos says, somebody with bitachon and $0 in his bank account is infinitely, infinitely better off than somebody with no bitachon and $10 million in his bank account. It is so, the non-baal bitachon money is finite. It's a lot, but it's finite. But if you have bitachon and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've now connected to the infinite. Hasagas Elokus. You're not lacking anything. There's nothing lacking by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Beis Melech, there's nothing lacking. As it says in the Pasuk, Kamosha Kasa, the Gemara in the Dharm says, Das Kanisa, if you're Zoche to acquire Das, and the Tzaddik teaches you Das, Ma Chasarta, what are you lacking? If you have Das, you have everything. You understand what's going on in life. If you have real Das, Das Hashem, Das as the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, Das Zu Hakaras Habore. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi quotes that in the beginning of Chelek Aleph. Das is recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's very strong. And in that place, you're lacking nothing. Therefore, we understand we need to do whatever we can to find that tzaddik. And part of finding the tzaddik is mourning the fact that we don't have tzaddikim. It's to mourn the fact that we personally don't have tzaddikim. Therefore, you need to break the night. You need to break the sleep, the slumber. And get up by chatzos. Lo'onin, lo'konin, v'livkos, v'litzokim, to cry and to groan and to mourn, to scream out ma'od. Alachorim beis ha'mikdash, for the mikdash, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Orpanim through. The Tokiv Miriris HaGolz V'Guf HaNefesh, and the strength of the bitterness of the exile, both that our bodies and nefesh are enduring. And the Kol Shekin, he says, even more so, Livkos Olifik Ma'od Ma'od Al-Nistalkos HaTzadikim. We have to mourn even more than the Beis HaMikdash. We have to mourn our lacking of Tzadikim. That's some Netzachidish. You would have thought that, of course, we have to mourn for the lack of Tzadikim, but Kol Shekin, we should mourn the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Nelson says not that way. The lacking of tzaddikim is even worse than the losing of the Beis HaMikdash. It's Moshe Amar Boseinu, because the Medrash says, Asha kol atzaris rechman al-san, anu sogum al-dezeh. We can handle, we can endure any pain, any affliction, if we have a tzaddik with us. But, come on, the Pasuk says, hatzaddik avad, but when the tzaddik leaves this world, he passes on. Vein ish samalev, and a person does not take it to heart. He was not connected to the tzaddik. He did not appreciate the tzaddik. He did not try to take after the tzaddik after he passes on. Because of the ra, the tzaddik was taken away. You see that it's worse not to have tzaddikim than by the Beis HaMikdash. You can have the Beis HaMikdash, but if you don't have a tzaddik guiding you how to connect to the Beis HaMikdash, then it's nothing. We need the tzaddik. Of course, the Beis HaMikdash in some ways is greater than the tzaddik. In some ways, the tzaddikim are bigger. And the greatest tzaddik we're waiting for, Mashiach, he's going to come. He's going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Anybody who cares about himself, in other words, if you care about yourself, if you want to live this life appropriately, you need to cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, daven mamish, cry out to him, say words. You don't have to wait to Shachar Shmona Arav, you can say words during the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me. Help me find a tzaddik so I can connect to you. You have to find one today, nowadays. Yisagam ata now on the Rebbe Yamanik. Yuchal next page lahachnas b'idisa lakus yisbarach. A Rebbe who can help inject a lakus within me. A Rebbe to help me perceive, see what my eyes do not see. Okay, chivim. A Rebbe that can open up my eyes from being blind to see emes, to see tzedakah, to see a kodesh baruch hu, to see what this world is about. Yashus. Because we can live our whole life and it looks like we're seeing straight, we're mamash seeing shekinah. This olam hazeh is doma lechoshech, says Mr. Hashem. It's doma to nighttime. So we think we see, because physically it's light outside, but spiritually it's not light outside. You need to be zochet to be able to see properly. So we need to find the tzaddik. Shaydei zeh through that, to the finding of the tzaddik, and even the process of searching for the tzaddik is important. Don't just look and then if you don't get, it's not worth it. No, even the seeking, the searching, the beseeching is an end of itself, not just an end to a means. The end themselves are, there's a point to it. Because all of your lackings will be filled up, all of your pains will become nullified and bought, you'll be stocking, everything will be fixed up, and anything that you were lacking before, you won't have a problem with, you won't be overburdened, you won't be pressured in life. You'll feel a sensitivity, a sense of security, a sense of yishev hadas. We should be zochah zayin.
Whatever you did right at the end caused the drop off. Did you do anything?
Nope.
Maybe
I was getting choked up by the tzaddik.
That's, I think, the words of the Torah said, really,
yes.
It can stretch and expand. We have.
You know what? I had lunch before this. Usually I don't. It could be that the Sare Paro grabbed at my goron.
Right. Exactly.
I didn't have enough Hakara Sabore when I was eating. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, Chatasi, I'm sorry.
Go back.
I'll do tshuva.
Go back again.
Oh, yeah. All right, Heather, we'll see you again Monday, Mr. Shan. Monday.
Anybody going to Uma? Anybody coming with us?
No, not this year.
Absolutely.